We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing our co-inhabitants that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, kind viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Suprememaster Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV, and in Ubate, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Unidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal,
Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Tarío El Río and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khurtur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, live streaming video cameras make viewing of Brazilian wildlife more accessible. In community news, a new stretcher design sponsored by Scottish Mountaineers contributes to saving lives. In animal welfare news, special representatives help to promote the protection of giant pandas in China. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 8th, distinguished activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Miss Emily Green Balch was born in Massachusetts, United States in 1867. A professor of economics and sociology at Wellesley College in Massachusetts until 1918, Miss Balch was a social welfare advocate. She worked for women's right to vote, children's rights, labor reform, and racial equality. Moreover, Miss Balch was instrumental in the founding of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, WILPF. For her contribution, Miss Balch was a co-recipient of the 1946 Nobel Peace Prize. She selflessly donated most of the award money to the WILPF. May the legacy of Miss Emily Green Balch's devotion to a harmonious world be seen in an era of friendship and respect between all beings.
Fly-in news. Thousands flee floods in Brazil. Continued rains this past week have claimed at least five more lives in the affected areas across the nation. On Thursday, January 6th, four members of the same family perished when a mudslide caused their home to collapse in Sao Paulo state. In addition, 30,000 people have been displaced by flooding and mudslides, including 13,000 from the worst affected state of Minas Gerais, where 16 people have perished since the wet season began in November. Mudslides triggered by weeks of unrelenting rains also destroyed homes in the states of Rio de Janeiro and Espírito Santo. Rescue crews have been working nonstop, and officials declared a state of emergency in 55 towns, which enables the provision of government funds to help ease their situation.
With her deep sympathies and prayer, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to find out if more help is required. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also requested that they go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most desperate.
Our appreciation all officials and rescue personnel working to aid the rain afflicted, as we also thank Supreme for loving concern. With heaven's grace, may the Brazilian people be protected as such disasters subside through our striving for gentler, eco-stabilizing ways.
South Africans affected by floods. Prolonged heavy rains leading to flooding have caused at least five people to perish this past week, as almost 9,000 residents throughout regions that include Johannesburg, Pretoria, and KwaZulu-Natal in the east lost their homes as well. With officials saying that large areas are still inaccessible, the current evacuees have been moved into churches and halls as the rains continue. On Thursday, January 6th, flood warning alerts were issued for the Central Orange River, whose water levels were expected to reach the highest in more than a decade. In addition, the South African Water Department noted that the nation's largest dam, Gariep Dam, was over full at levels of 113%, with the second largest dam similarly 107% full. Disrupted coal supplies due to the rain have also raised the threat of continued power outages. Meanwhile, charity groups such as Gift of the Givers have begun offering relief materials to displaced families in regions such as rural areas of KwaZulu-Natal.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our local association members to please check with the regional governments to see if help is needed. Conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers, she also asked them to go, if possible, to comfort the flood-afflicted, saying that financial aid is available for urgent necessities.
We are grateful for the South African officials and organizations such as Gift of the Givers working to ease the difficult conditions, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's detailed concern. With our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, we pray that such distressing conditions are minimized through the more conscientious stewardship of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Orthodox Christians celebrate Christmas. According to the Julian calendar, Christmas Eve was commemorated by Orthodox Christians across nearly 60 countries on Thursday, January 6th, with traditional celebrations in countries like Ukraine that included meals with 12 dishes containing no meat or milk, presented in honor of the 12 apostles of Christ.
On Christmas Day, faithful congregations gathered for Masses, with His Holiness Patriarch Kirill I of Moscow and all Russia holding a service at the Cathedral of Christ the Savior, which was also attended by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and his wife. In the Holy Land of Israel and Palestine, celebrations were held at the birthplace of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem and also in Jerusalem. Among those conveying their good wishes was His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, who also encouraged Orthodox congregants to remain strong in their faith.
We wish all Orthodox Christians a blessed remembrance of the birth of Lord Jesus. May we come together in respect for all beliefs and a shared vision of global peace for all.
Media report, Loving Hut helps usher in a healthier new year. As American viewers across the nation made New Year's resolutions to lead healthier lifestyles, the popular Arizona USA television program Good Morning Arizona on Channel 3 spotlighted several new local restaurants that could help them realize this goal.
There's some really tasty and healthy choices popping up here in the Valley. David Tita from EaterAZ.com is back with some favorites.
One of the featured dining places was Loving Hut, with two branches in Phoenix, Arizona. Loving Hut is an international vegan family of restaurants with dozens of accessible and affordable locations across the United States alone, which was first encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The show's guest restaurant critic, Mr. David Tita, noted on his website, Loving Hut is fast, casual, totally vegan. If you live in the hood, this place is likely already on the regular rotation. If you don't live in the neighborhood, it's definitely worth a drive to check out this fun, light spot.
You know, it's truly a little neighborhood restaurant. Very fast, casual. You order at the counter, they bring you your food. You know, and
how
like
many
you
locations
said,
do we have? I don't mean to interrupt you.
Second one just opened. So this one I think we're seeing pictures of is at 35th Avenue and Union Hills.
Okay.
And one just opened on Indian School and about 32nd Street. But, you know, what we're finding, a lot of these restaurants that are vegan, which means no animal products, you thinking that you're eating something heartier, you know, so that meat eaters will come in and try their food and realize,
I don't have to
eat a steak. And on their website, which is lovinghut.com, there's a picture of every single dish on the menu. So before you go in, you realize, wow, you know what? This food might not be so bad.
Yeah, I'm impressed with this place.
Our appreciation, Mr. Tida, and Good Morning Arizona, for letting viewers know about the deliciously satisfying and wholesome plant-based cuisine. May we all start the new year on a healthier and kinder footing as well to benefit ourselves and all beings on the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Renowned African painter Malanga Tana remembered. The Mozambican contemporary artist passed away in northern Portugal at the age of 74. Born Malanga Tana Valente Anguena, he became one of Africa's most distinguished artists, known for his large canvases and frescoes of colorful crowds. Often his works were an expression of the events occurring in his homeland on her journey to independence. With mural work that was commissioned from Swaziland to Sweden and showcased in countries such as Cuba, Germany, India, and the U.S., the versatile artist was also a poet and a sculptor. In addition, he was an impassioned crusader for peace. Along with being a founder of the Mozambican Peace Movement, he was selected as an Artist for Peace by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. Our condolences to the loved ones of Mr. Malanga Tana Ngwenya, whose vibrant and talented artworks live on in our world and the hearts of admirers. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's eternal love and light.
Save our planet. Climate change affecting India's famed Assam tea. While the high hills and normally abundant rainfall in northeastern Assam state create an ideal environment for the region's distinctive tea, scientists have noted a 20% decrease in rainfall and a full 1 degree temperature rise over the past 60 years. According to the Tea Board of India, tea yields have also decreased from 512,000 tons in 2007 to just 445,000 in 2009.
Furthermore, these decreases have occurred despite the addition of new areas for planting as well as entirely new tea gardens. Dr. Mridul Hazarika, director of Tokli Tea Research, the world's oldest tea research station, stated this is an indication of the seriousness of the threat.
Dr. Hazarika, Tokli Tea Research, Tea Board of India, and growers, we appreciate this alert to the disturbing changes experienced by Assam growers. May your insightful information help bring developments that assist the region while governments and individuals alike act urgently to reverse climate change.
Addressing the issue of unpredictable weather conditions and their effect on harvests, during a May 2009 video conference, Master Qinghai highlighted the most sustainable practice needed to ensure the restoration of environmental stability.
Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall, either too little or too much at a time. So we have ravaging floods that drown the crops and fire that burn the forest. If you are a farmer, you already can feel that the climate is in trouble. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally. The planet will begin repairing itself in astonishing ways that scientists would be surprised. For example, the ice will stop melting and return the way it was. Green life will appear again. The oceans will be healed as the rainfall and temperature begin to regulate themselves again. Produce restore balance.
Save our planet. Scientists note that unusual climate patterns over the oceans are causing extreme precipitation in places such as South America, Africa, and Australia, where parts of Queensland state were recently submerged in floodwaters even though the official wet season has not yet begun.
Save our planet. Unseasonable, ceaseless rainfall in December caused considerable loss to farmers in Myanmar, also known as Burma, with many crops either damaged or completely destroyed.
Warning news. In response to South Korea's current outbreak of the animal contagious foot and mouth disease, some 660,000 cattle, pigs, and other cloven-hoofed animals are being tragically killed, with related losses estimated at more than $350 million.
Hi, I'm Una the Green Akuchi, here with my lovely wife.
We're dedicated vegans with a tip to share for keeping warm and dry in the colder climates.
Try wearing an outer layer of clothing that is waterproof. There are items designed to protect from water and wind, yet allow condensation from your own body heat to be released.
This type of clothing is called breathable. A less expensive alternative is outerwear with air vents, which have a similar effect.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in.
Now, the weather around the globe.
In ecology news, live streaming video cameras make viewing of wildlife more accessible. The World Land Trust is collaborating with Guapiaçu Ecological Reserve to set up the cameras in the Guapiaçu Reserve in Brazil, near feeding platforms. People will be able to watch online, seeing wildlife such as marmosets, hummingbirds, cotis, and chachalacas. The eco-organizations envision that looking at the incredible animals in real time will touch people, enabling them to see the importance of preserving the life-protecting forests. Our sincere appreciation, World Land Trust and Guapiaçu Ecological Reserve, for providing this wonderful opportunity. May our magnificent animal co-inhabitants flourish with people's stewardship and heaven's blessings.
In community news, a newly designed stretcher will assist in mountain rescue missions. Created under the sponsorship of the Mountain Rescue Committee of Scotland, the innovative stretcher is now ready to be produced. It is made of a lightweight carbon fiber and can be easily disassembled into three pieces. This makes it safer to carry as it is less likely to catch the wind under exposed weather conditions. Congratulations, Scottish Mountain Rescuers, on your laudable invention. May it help to bring many precious individuals to safety. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Pambassadors are chosen from around the globe to help protect beautiful pandas. We're going to thank God for giving us this cherished life. Please stay tuned for more refreshing news on Supreme Master Television.